Beloved, Christ is in our midst. This third Sunday of Lent is different from all the other Sundays because it is the middle of the great fast. And so we see the church looks different. It's bright colors. And rather than an icon on the tetrapod, we have before us the wood of the cross. And not simply the wood of the cross, but the wood of the cross enthroned, wreathed by flowers and greens, wreathed by life. Because it is through the cross of Christ, beloved, that we have life. And the gospel today, Jesus speaks of what it means for us to have life in him. For he says, if any will follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Jesus doesn't say that we are to take up a cross. He doesn't say we are to take up the cross. He uses the possessive pronoun, his cross, her cross, our cross, because the cross is individual to each of us. And one priest has even opined that the cross we are to take up is the cross of our very life, with all of its sorrows and joys and everything in between, and take it up every day with patience, with ourselves, with one another, and commending ourselves and one another, and the whole of our life, all of it, commending it to Christ our God. For the way of God is a daily cross. No one has ascended to heaven by the way of ease. For we know where the way of ease leads and how it ends. We are always to remember, beloved, that the Son of God and his friends, even they, entered the kingdom of the Son of God only by thorns and crosses. And the sorrow that we now bear in this life, suffering for the Lord, is nothing other than the glory which awaits us. And we know these things from looking at the life of the church, of all of the saints, those who felt life in this life so cheaply that they would rather die than renounce Christ, because they sought true life, not biological life in this world, but true life with God in heaven. And those who did not die as martyrs took up the cross of self-denial, of hiding themselves in the shadow of Christ, so that they disappeared, their selfishness, their ego, their self-will disappeared, and it was only Christ who was seen in them. And this is not something of a bygone age. This is something of the church, from the time of Christ to our very day, saints who live in this way. And beloved, if we are to join in the life of Christ, in its fullness, in his heavenly kingdom, we must take up the cross. There is no other way. And he is the one who has shown us the way. Because we depict him on the cross, and over his head, it says, the King of Glory. The King of Glory. This is not the glory of the world, for we think of the glory of the world as triumph and success and doing well, being approved by others. And Jesus turns that upside down. And he dies in shame and humiliation, naked and mocked on a tree of execution. And we call this his glory because he himself calls it his glory. When he is about to go to his death, he tells his disciples, "And now I will be glorified." This is the glory of God, to come among us, to bear everything for us, in order to bring us to him. And if this is his path of glory, then we have no other path of glory but to follow his path, to take up our cross, the cross of our life, again, with all of its suffering, with all of its rejoicing, with its day-to-day grind of repetition that seems to wear us down, carry it, bearing it to Christ, looking at him, for he strives with us. For when we suffer, it is a divine visitation. God is with us in our suffering. We must change the focus from ourselves and having a pity party about how we suffer, and instead turn to Christ and look upon him on the cross, our glory, our life, and offer ourselves up to him as a living sacrifice. This is the only way to true life. It is the only way to true glory. It is the only way that the gates of the kingdom are open to us, because the Son of God sees us in our struggle. He sees us in our self-denial, in our fasting, in our prostrations. And he sees that by what we are doing and how we are living, we are calling upon him to look at us. To be seen by God, beloved, is to have life. As one of the great saints had said, being in the church, someone asked him, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "He sees me, and I see him." To be seen by God more than for us to see him. To be seen by him in our struggles, in our bearing the cross, that he lifts us up because he is with us. Even at the darkest moments, when we think he isn't there, he is there. Let us pray to him that we have the eyes to see him, to look upon him, to seek him out as we deny ourselves and take up the cross, to know that we are not suffering alone, but he, the Son of God, is suffering with us, in us, and for us, to bring us to his kingdom.